Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Nachamu. I will, Emir Tashem, be away for Shabbos. So even though we're having a shir now, but if you're around in Ramat Beis Shemesh, I encourage you to still go to the Grah this week. And Rabbi Chol Gross will be giving an amazing shir also on Haftarah of Parshas Nachamu. We have the very famous Yalkut Shemoni, which I think we've spoken about maybe 20 different times. Yalkut says, Chotu b'kiflayim, Kla Yisrael sinned doubly. They sinned in a double fashion. Like it says in the Pasuk in Echa, Chet Chota Yerushalayim. Beginning of Echa, it says, Yerushalayim has sinned, she has sinned. So it's a double chet. Then, the Yalkut says, "Vilaku b'kiflayim." They got punished with a double punishment, like it says at the beginning of the Haftarah. Ki lakas amiyad Hashem, Yerushalayim got punished, got hit from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kiflayim b'chol chatiseha, double for all of her sins, double. So you see that the chait was double and the malchus was double. And the comforting is double. Like it says, and Haftarah begins, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. And of course, this medrash needs an explanation. And I think, like I said, maybe it's such a popular medrash, maybe we spoke about it 20 times. And obviously, shver b'chalal to understand, what does it mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes double? Why would Hashem punish double? There's a payment of kefel, if someone's a ganev, and that's what he deserves. What does it mean? Why double? What's going on? So, I'll be honest. Like, so I thought maybe this year I'd speak about different pasuk and haftarah instead of what we've been speaking about all these years. But then I saw such an amazing pshat on this first medrash from Rav Zalman Soroskin and Aznayim L'Taira. So I just could not control myself, and this is what this year will be on. We'll add a little bit here, a little bit there. But mostly from Aznayim L'Taira at the end of Parshas Veschanan. And this is what he says. In order to be a human being, to be a mensch, to be a ben adam, one needs to keep sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. If someone keeps these sheva mitzvahs, it shows that he's not an animal. If someone eats Avram and Achai, for example, he's a wild beast, just ripping, with the guy's alive, just ripping him apart like beasts on the field do. Beasts in the jungle. Where it's also for us to do ritzicha. It's also for us to do znus, for human beings. It's also to steal. These are things that differentiate a person from chayas asadeh. It is also to live without recognizing Kadosh Baruch Hu and to give a birchas Hashem chas v'shalom. And human beings are mechoyiv and dinin. Are mechoyiv to have some type of judicial system. And again, avodah zarah, denying in Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we are mechoyiv to go along and be bnei adam. Everybody on the planet is obligated in these seven mitzvahs. Without it, you're not a person. You're basically a sophisticated monkey, maybe. The Am of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, however, has 87 times more mitzvahs than a regular guy. Almost 90 times more than a guy, we have 613 mitzvahs. And what do these mitzvahs do? They elevate us higher than being a guy. Reimam tanu mecha'al lashen, bechar tanu, we lift it up. We're not just a human being. We're 87 times more sophisticated, 87 times more elevated, more special than a Stam Ben Adam by keeping these mitzvahs and having relationship to our Kadosh Baruch Hu through the Taryag mitzvahs. Comes out that it's expected every year to be two things. First of all, be a mensch, be a guy. Don't be a chayra, don't be a vilta chaya. And secondly, is expected from us. We're instructed, we're commanded, we were born to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a much higher level, to be a light unto nations, to be davuk b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, like it says in the parsha. Now, very often, you have maybe people that aren't religious saying, listen, it's too hard to be a Yid. Like they said in America, in Yiddish, the Shver to Zayin a Yid. Said, I find it too hard, too many mitzvahs, too difficult, too challenging. And they throw in the towel. And they don't do what they're supposed to do. Terrible. But at least, hopefully, even if they're not living like a Yid, at least they live the life of a Goy and keep Sheva mitzvahs. You would expect someone who says it's too hard to be a Yid, he throws off his Yiddishkeit, but you don't expect him to throw away his humanity. But unfortunately, this is what we've seen. This is the reality. When a Yid throws away his Yiddishkeit, he throws away everything, all 613. Not 606 and still keeps Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. He throws away everything, including the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. Become the worst of the worst. Behind all the organizations of Kfira, all the different various movements of Kfira, different isms, of course, were prominent Jews who were running these movements of Kfira, of Avodah Zarah. When the Yid falls, he falls all the way to the bottom. Chazal say, different Ischois, in Megillah and in Ksuvis, little different Nischayis, the Klai Yisrael, when they go up to the stars. Rashi brings this to Megillah Esther. When they fall down, they go down mamish to the dirt. The Gemara in Ksuvis, when the Gemara speaks about a very similar Lashon, the Gemara begins, Rabbi Yechem and Zaki says, Ashreichem Yisrael. When you go up so high. When you go down, you're like at the bottom of the lowest nation. And everybody asks, Akasha, Mashah asks, what's this lashon of Ashreichem Yisrael for even when they go down? Ashreichem Yisrael when they go up. But the Gemara's Mashra, Rabbi Yechem Azaki, was praising Klai Yisrael even for when they drop. This is a very famous Biskarov. We mentioned it before. Biskarov says that everybody knows that the philosophers held that there were four categories. There's Doimim Sameach Chai Medaber, inanimate, animate, things which are alive, and human beings. And the Kuzri teaches us there's a fifth level called Yisrael. And the Biskarov said, just like we find, when a human being dies, when he stops being a human, he doesn't go down to becoming a chaya. He doesn't even become a plant. He becomes less than animate. He decomposes, less than a rock. So Biskarov said that when a Yid stops being a Yid, he doesn't go down to becoming a goy. He loses everything. He becomes the worst of the worst. And that shows how chasha, this is a proof for how special Klal Yisrael is. So when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Ashreichem Yisrael, even on the side that goes down, he meant to say that because that shows you how special we are, how we're its own category. I think I heard this from my uncle Galinsky, Zechatzal Kevracha, B'Shem the Biskarov. So Klal Yisrael, unfortunately, like it says in the parasha, if we keep the mitzvahs, we're Am Chacham V'Navayin. Everyone sees that we're Am Chacham V'Navayin. But Chas V'Shalom, if we don't, then we're Chacham L'Hara. We're just wise and using it in a terrible way. The Gemara tells us a story that there was a Yid who went to the Baal Pa'ar and he took some of what came out as he served the Baal Pa'ar and he wiped it on the Baal Pa'ar's nose. And the Goyim praised him. They said, wow, no one ever thought of doing such a perfect service for our Pa'ar. We drop so far. We don't just drop to become Gaim. We become worse. We become like the Chayis Asada. And we lose our Tzuras Adam. We become basically some type of inhuman. And that is why Chazal are saying, Chayit Chata Yerushalayim, they double sinned. Double sin means not only were they not Yidden, but they weren't even a decent guy. They fell to the bottom. The worst things from everybody around, they try to adopt. I remember, I think I heard this from my uncle also, that the government, the non-religious government was discussing adapting certain immoral behaviors. And they said, oh, they found one country that is, you know, it's okay, so let's do it also. Trying to sink to the bottom of the bottom. And that is a lashon chatu b'keflayim. They sinned to the nation of being a nation of Tyra, of being Gidden. But they also sinned being bnei Adam, by being oira and shemitz bnei Noach. Well, now we get to the next part of the Medrash. Loksa b'keflayim. We get hit double. What does that mean, we get hit double? We asked, what is that? Well, how could that even be possible? The answer is, says Reb Zalman, there are two types of punishments which HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings to Klal Yisrael. There's the universal punishments. Yes, let's say coronavirus hits, and the whole world is being attacked by this virus, and Klal Yisrael along with it. And then there are earthquakes, there's droughts, there's punishments where the whole world cheers with Klal Yisrael. But then, says Reb Zalman Sirotskin, there are the punishments which are dafka for Yidden, Inquisition, Nazis, the terrorist attacks in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz, Crusades, Cossacks, etc. These are all attacks which are directed especially to Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us two types of punishments, says Reb Zalman. The universal ones, which are shared by everybody, is because we didn't act like Goyim, like we said. And then there's the ones for Yidden, because we didn't act like Yidden. So the special sinner towards Klal Yisrael, 6 million Yidden were picked out, chosen, to be tortured and hurt. And that's a punishment for not valuing our identity as a Jewish people. But the punishments that we get with everybody else is our punishment for not even having the values of a human being. So we get punished along with them when the world sinks down. That's how Reb Zalman explains the loksa b'keflayim. So it's continuing with the same theme as before. Chata Yushalayim, always a double chait for not only not being Yidden, but not even being a Goyim. And then the double punishment is, not only do we get punished for not being a Yid, but we get punished along with the Goyim. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in Kaivitz Ma'amarim speaks about the Haftaira also, Nachamu Ami. He goes a little bit like Rabbi Zalman. Just want to show here, he says something similar, but a little bit dissimilar. He brings the Medrash says in Bereshis Rabbah, Rabbi Chanan brings, Lo yahayo umay sa'olam ru'uyin sheyiu behem etzarayin. Really, Goyim should never have tzaras. They're not mechuyev in lashon hara. They shouldn't have tzaras. It shouldn't apply to them. The gift of tzaras, the signs on homes and on clothing and on bodies of tzaras. So why do they have some form of leprosy? So the Medrash Rabbah says, "Shelo yiu moinon es Yisrael." They shouldn't tease the Jewish people. V'ayim lehem loy uma shal mitzrayim atem. You're a nation that gets this strange disease called leprosy. So in order they shouldn't be able to taunt us and mock us, Kadosh Baruch Hu made that they also have this problem. Which means, says Rabbi Chanan, that really there are punishments which are really being directed only for Klal Yisrael. But in order that Klal Yisrael shouldn't feel uncomfortable and shouldn't be mocked and scorned by the Goyim, Hashem will bring it to the Goyim also. But the point is only for Klal Yisrael. And he brings a pasuk in Tzvanya, Hichrati Goyim. Hashem says, I destroyed the Goyim. Neshamu pinoisam I made desolate wherever they dwell. Hichrafti chutzaisam, and I destroyed all of their public places. Amarti, and I said, says the Navi, Ach tiri oisi, fear me, tikhi musar. It's for Klal Yisrael. Everything that's happening is for Klal. You're supposed to be awakened and realize it. And that's the point of it all, is for us. But, says Rabbi Chanan, if Chas v'Shalom Klal Yisrael don't realize it and don't wake up and say, I don't know what's happening to everybody else also, it's happening all over the world, it's not something which is unique for Klal Yisrael, then our Kodesh Baruch Hu needs to send a specific punishment for Klal Yisrael to wake us up. But really, coronavirus was only for us. As Ezek Rabbi Chanan, in Kaivitz Ma'amarim, in two different places, you can look it up. In the new ones, it's in two places, they tell you, they send you to each other. So, there's two types of punishments. One, says Rabbi Chanan, for Klal Yisrael, through the whole world. And one, just for us. And, in Mela, based on this, B'chanan saw from the Haggadah, brought from the Haggadah of Pesach, which has stuff from B'chanan, Haggadah of Pesach Baranovich, he brings a beautiful pshat on the famous kasha of the Gemara. Gemara asks, what's pshat on the pasuk? Halu is Hashem kol goyim, shabchu kol umim. Why should the goyim praise Hashem? Ki gavar aleinu chasti, because things are good for us. Why should they be happy if things are good for us? The answer is, because they get punished when things are bad for us. Things are bad for us. Hashem often will punish them just to save our face, to make us feel more, a little bit more respectful. But again, v'chas Hashem, we don't get awoken from that. Then we need to have a punishment directly towards us. So that's how he learns, a little bit like Rabbi Zalman, a little bit with different hesber, in what the loksa b'kiflayim is. The punishment with the whole world, and the punishments which are dafka towards Klal Yisrael, all the different gzeiros rois, which we see happens dafka to our nation and to no other nation. Well, what's the nachemu nachemu ami? What's the double nachama? So Rabbi Chanan himself, he refers you to Rashi. He just says, look at Rashi in Parshas Balak, where Rashi says on the pasuk, Hashem badod yanchenu v'goyim lo yischashav, and that pasuk. So Rashi explains in one of his pshatim that badod, Klal Yisrael's badod, they get rewarded on their own. When we get special reward, nobody else gets to have with us. But v'goyim lo yischashav, when the world is getting rewarded, there's a good time in the world, there's a time of bracha in the world, time of shefa, time of parnasa, we also get, and doesn't go off the chashvan of what all of when Klal Yisrael need to get special rewards. There's two types of rewards. Reward with everybody else and reward on our own. But getting back to the way Reb Zalman's Nusach, how Reb Zalman says it, he says, a nation which for thousands of years, for millennia, we're sent out, we're in exile, thrown from place to place. Yeah, the Nechama will be when they get back to become just a regular nation like everybody else. That's Nechama number one. To be able to have a homeland, to be able to have a place, a safe place, which is theirs. But that's not enough for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael doesn't just want to go back to a country and have their own land, their own language, their own national food, and their own books that they study. Klal Yisrael often deserves and needs, besides having complete security and comfort, which we should be zeichet to, as all nations, but we also want to be zeichet to a nechama of being Klal Yisrael. And the Chama being Klal Yisrael is to be a light unto nations. Like it says in so many places in Navi, V'naharu Eilo Alav Amim, all that Goyim will stream towards us in the future. V'holchu Goyim Ram V'amu L'chu V'na'ala Hashem. Let's go, let's learn from the Jewish people. Ki Mitzian Teit Yisrael Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim, to the whole world. La'isa Goyel Goy Charev, no wars anymore. And everyone will see Malach Hashem Aleim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is king over the Jewish people. The cover that Klal Yisrael gets as being the Am Hashem, the dveikus we get are going back to being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So besides the Nechama, as a guy, we will have the Nechama of being special Yidden. So according to the Zayin L'Tayra, this is the theme in this whole Medrash. Chet Chata Yushalayim, the double chet. Not only were we not Yidden, but unfortunately also we weren't even Goyim. We weren't even decent Goyim. Lachzavik Yiflayim. Not only do we get direct punishments to us, but we also have the punishment together with all the times in the world with the Goyim, because we weren't acting like good Goyim either. And the Nechama B'Kiflayim, Nechama B'Kiflayim, is not only are we going to be able to get back our own country, our own homeland, our own place, but we're also Zoyche to become back, being the Am Hashem, a special, unique relationship with our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I saw in Reb Zalman Soroskin's son, Reshiva Reb Baruch, Zechut Tzadik Livracha, in the Sefer Abina VaHabracha, he brings that the Abar Benel explained in the Haggadah Shal Pesach, we say, Yochol Mirash Chodesh, one might have thought that he begins speaking about, that begins the Lela Seder, speaking the mitzvah of Yisipu Shir Yisrayim, you might have thought that it's on Rish Chodesh Nisan, Yochol Mirash Chodesh. And the Baal HaGadah darshins, no, it has to be dafka, lela seder. So the Baal HaGadah explains, the havamina to do it on Rish Chodesh is because the Baal HaGadah proves that Rish Chodesh Nisan, Bnei Yisrael, already stopped working in Mitzrayim. They were free from the Shibud. But the actual final Geula in Ruchnis to become the Am Hashem, that only began Leli Tzias Mitzrayim. When they took the Karban Pesach, which was the idol of the Goyim, and they shechted and they ate it. That showed that they were free from the Avodah Zarah. So it comes out, according to Sabar Benel, says Reb Baruch, based on his father, this vart that we said Rishon had from Rabbi Zalman, it's so geshmak, mamish goes together, that the Havamina was, on Rish Chodesh Nisan, we became a free nation. We finally got our independence. We became some type of free Bnei Adam. But that wasn't enough. That's not what we celebrate. It's not what we're looking for. Our Nechama, the Nachamu Ab, is not just to be a free nation, not have to worry about missiles from Gaza. Or terrorist attacks, Chas V'Shalom. Our Nechama, our comfort from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is we'll be Zoyche to a Ruchni Yistika Nechama, a Ruchni Yistika freedom, to be the Amag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you light on the nation, be freed from all, Chas V'Shalom, all the temptations, all the different forms of Yitzhahara, which are so rampant, to become Davak by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is the Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. To be Nachem like all Goyim, but Nachem, a double Nachem, because we are looking for a Nechama much deeper, a Ruchnistik in Nechama, to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos.